Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Last Art of Gratitude by Alexander McCall Smith, narrated by Davina Porter.
Chapter 1. It was while she was lying in bed that Isabel Dalhousie, philosopher and editor of the Review of Applied Ethics, thought about the things we do. Isabel was a light sleeper. Charlie, her 18-month-old son, slept deeply, and, she was sure, contentedly. Jamie was somewhere in between. Yet Isabel had little difficulty in getting to sleep. Once she made up her mind to sleep, all that she had to do was to shut her eyes, and sure enough she would drift off. The same could be done if she surfaced in the course of the night, or in those melancholy small hours when both body and spirit could be at their lowest ebb. Then all she had to do was to tell herself that this was not the time to start thinking, and she would quickly return to sleep. She had wondered about the causes of her light sleeping, and had spoken about it to a friend, a specialist in sleep disorders. She had not consulted him professionally, but had brought the matter up over dinner, not before the whole table, of course, but in the intimacy of the one-to-one conversation that people have with those sitting beside them. "I don't like to ask about medical things," she said. "But," he said. "Well, yes, but. You see, you doctors must dread being buttonholed by people who want to talk about their symptoms. There you are at a party, and somebody says, 'I've been having these twinges of pain in my stomach.' "Have you?" "No, I haven't." He smiled. "The old cliché, you know. Somebody comes and says, 'A friend of mine has this rash, you see,' and I wondered what..."